It is our joy this morning to welcome you to our annual tradition here at Marsh Chapel, the Sunday before graduation, to invite four graduating seniors to reflect on their lives of faith during their time here at Boston University. We invited the entire graduating class to submit reflections. 18 were submitted and 4 were chosen. We hope for those of you for whom graduation is a future endeavor that when your time comes, you too will submit and participate in this wonderful tradition at Boston University. This morning, I have the great privilege to introduce first Mr. Tyler Sitt. Tyler is graduating from the College of Communications with a degree in Communications Studies. He is from Chaska, Minnesota. He has served for the past 4 years as a Marsh Assistant and Ministry Associate here at Marsh Chapel. We are greatly pleased to see him graduate, even as we are deeply sad to see him go. Tyler is headed off in the fall to the Candler School of Theology at Emory University, where he will be pursuing a Master of Divinity degree as he moves on toward ordination. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you. God be in my end and in my departing. I've spent 4 years at Marsh Chapel with some hiatus in the middle for living abroad. The worship service we are sharing today has followed me through my college career, regardless the continent I was on. And for the sake of our time, which is now, and for the sake of our place, which is here, I would like to frame my beliefs in the elegant rhythms of the Marsh Chapel worship service. And what better place do we have to begin but the end? From this call of response, let us step back to the prompt. God be in my head. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. I believe we can be a benediction for each other, and in so doing, witness a gospel in the present tense. I believe the Spirit lives in the hearts of all, and we cannot begin to understand the nature of God without the participation of all. I mentioned I lived abroad, but surely the most important travel I have ever done was to visit the temples of everybody, to sit in the pews of another person's understanding of God and glissando in reverence of another person's chorus. The past 4 years gave me conversations with people who envision God from a different angle. My Orthodox Jewish brothers, looking back through history. My Buddhist sisters, looking around and within. My Catholic friends, looking... Well, I'm not really sure, but they are indeed beside me, and I cherish them like I do my Muslim classmates and my Hindu roommates and the debates I have with the swell of atheism that characterizes this generation. What a benediction they are to me, and how earnestly I try to represent Christ to them. I believe that our offertory can be a social one, that when we are with each other, we can bless each other just as we have had blessings poured upon us. For it is when we are with each other that we can find our place within creation that has already been worshiping. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. It is when we walk in offering and sacrifice to God that we can hear each other, that the prayers of the people can find volume, and how greatly the capacity of our hearts enlarge when, kneeling next to each other, we can support the whole world and work to end suffering that we can only touch by prayer. And for the suffering that we will encounter once we step outside of this sanctuary, we orient ourselves right, crying, "Lead me, Lord, for I have lost my inspiration. Lead me in thy righteousness, for we have rejected our liberation. Make thy way plain before my face, O you, our object of adoration." And after such contemplation, I find I can't help but preach about it, to share a gospel with my tongue, but also to deliver a sermon with my living, that each song I sing can be like David, that each lesson I bring can be like Paul. Not that either of those guys were particularly holy, which works out for me because I'm not either. The good news, though, is that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. This proves God's love for us. Now all we need to do is prove that we can love each other. I believe that each morning gives us opportunity to begin worship anew. Just like this morning, how we gather, here, now, where the dawn of the east meets the twilight of the west and the cool of the north touches the calm of the south. We follow the same worship rhythm, but the song changes with every breath. Amen.